Actually, let's wrap up here. Still, your Wireless World post-game wrap up, finishing off Dort College women's basketball. Taking a look at your GPAC scores, women's basketball scores around the conference. In Mitchell, South Dakota, Dakota Wesleyan came away with the victory, 82-51. That's number 6 Dakota Wesleyan over unranked Doan. They come away with a 31-point victory in Mitchell. Taking a look at some other GPAC scores. The Morningside women, ranked number 10 in the country. They, at home, fended off a late surge by Midland and came away with an 86-77 victory. Hastings defeated the Haskell Indians Nations in a non-conference showdown. Number 19, Hastings, 72, and Haskell with 41 points. Still no score reported. I'll try to find it for you. College of St. Mary at Mount Marty. Other score of note, number 15, Northwestern. One of Dort's two foes next week. Dort will be playing at Northwestern and at Midland next week. Northwestern, a 78-57 winner. Win by 21 points. That at the Boltman Center in Orange City. We'll be back in a couple minutes and we'll get you set. Dort College men's basketball on the way here shortly. The Defenders taking on the Concordia Bulldogs. Back here in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders welcome in the Concordia Bulldogs, who are 7-2 on the year, 2-1 in conference play. Their two wins in conference over Mount Marty and Midland, their one loss to Dakota Wesleyan. For Dort College, the Defenders, they have beaten Mount Marty, which came earlier this week, and they beat Dakota Wesleyan, that at the Corn Palace a while ago. A perfect 2-0 in the conference for Dort College Defenders on the season. They played a couple more games than Concordia, a couple more holiday tournaments, and one tournament in Chicago. 7-5 overall and 2-0 in conference play. Dort scoring 43 points a game, or rather 93 points a game, and allowing 78 points a game. Defensively, obviously, they want to clean that up a little bit. Shooting 50% from the field are the Dort College Defenders this season. For Concordia, they're averaging about 90 points a game, or 91 points per game, I should say. 45% shooting on the season. Defensively, they've done a much better job than Dort overall when you look at percentages. Dort's allowing about a 48% clip this year. It's not quite that for Concordia. Their defense has been solid all season long, allowing just a 34% shooting clip and a commanding 11-rebound advantage on the season. Clay Reimers and Jake Hornick are really the two scorers Dort's going to have to account for today. 17.5 points per game for Clay Reimers, 17.1 for Jake Hornick. Tanner Shuck, he is a lethal three-point shooter for Concordia, guy you're going to want to watch out for. Averages about 15 points a game and shooting at about a 45% clip from behind the arc this season. They have been pretty lethal from behind the arc this year. So Concordia at least has a couple players, a couple guys you're going to want to watch out for in terms of defense for Dort College. Dort, their scoring has been a little more even this year. Marcus Winterfeld leads the team 13.3 points per game. Henriksen at 12.2. And then Kyle Lang, after his last game, averaging about 10 points a game. Chad Barkema has his average up to 8.5. And Chandler Brunsting has moved up to 8.4. Barkema leads this team in rebounds, 4.4 per game. But for Dort College, when you look at them statistically, really the telling stat in terms of scoring and offense, how this team does it, they have a number of guys that contribute. Jesse Jansma, Andrew O'Donnell, Ben Gasek, Chad Barkema, Chandler Brunsting, Kyle Lang, Marcus Winterfeld, and Alec Henriksen. That's eight players that are averaging 6.5 points or more a game. So Dort this season, they've had big games from multiple players. Their scoring has been more even across the board than maybe what Concordia has experienced. But we have a good one on our hands today, a good young Concordia team. Looking down the roster, they have two upperclassmen, just two. Kyle Pierce is a senior from Haxton, Colorado, and Chris Johnston is a junior from Sydney, Australia. Everybody else is a sophomore or freshman. This is a young Concordia team, and I think we're going to have a good one on our hands today. We'll take one last break, about a minute and a half away from tip-off here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM, just about ready for Dort College and Concordia, part two, the men edition. Back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, I'm Christian Zylstra, going through the starting lineups for both sides today in our matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. Mentioned the Dort College Defenders 7-5 on the season, 2-0 in conference, trying to protect that perfect conference record. For Concordia, they are 7-2 on the season and 2-1 in conference play. Again, a good one I think we're going to have on our hands today, a young Concordia side, as Dort will be wearing the all-whites, Concordia wearing the navy blue. For Concordia, your starting lineup. In the backcourt, you're going to have Cordell Gillingham, sophomore from Greeley, Colorado. Tanner Shuck, a guard from Grand Island, Nebraska. Jake Hornick, a guard from Loveland, Colorado. Then a couple forwards out there. Clay Reimers from Lincoln, Nebraska. And Kyle Pierce, the lone senior on this Concordia team from Haxton, Colorado. A lot of guys from Colorado and Nebraska on this lineup. For Dort College, Dort going small like they usually do. Alec Henrick, five guards starting. Alec Henriksen, Marcus Winterfeld, Chad Barkema, Chandler Brunsting, and Kobe Critchley. Those five get the nod here today in the starting lineup in this GPAC showdown on this Saturday afternoon. Well, you can tune in here, KDCR 88.5 FM. Listen to Dort College basketball. I'm Christian Zylstra. Coming up this evening, Dort College volleyball. The women's volleyball team in the national championship, second consecutive year, trying to win the first ever team national championship for Dort College as a school. Not just a program, but as a school. That's coming up tonight, 7 p.m. in Sioux City. We'll have the call for you live here on KDCR. Mike Biker will have that call, and I hope you join us up in Sioux City. Or if you can't make the trip, make sure you tune in to KDCR or tune in online on ESPN3. The tip-off won by Dort College by Marcus Winterfeld, and Kobe Critchley will start things off for the defenders. Henriksen, right wing, swings it over to Critchley. Looking down low, trying to pick out Winterfeld. Henriksen, entry pass, and we're going to get a hold away from the ball. So 19 seconds in, we get a holding call. The first foul of today's game on Concordia. That's going to go against Kyle Pierce, the lone senior on this Concordia side. Critchley will inbound it. Left wing gets it for Winterfeld. Arkema cutting through the lane. Pass not there. Winterfeld now backing the defender down. Winterfeld over top of Pierce. Shot no good. Rebound by Reimers. Reimers will push up the floor. Gets it over to Pierce. Pierce, left elbow. Handoff. Hornick. Hornick free throw line. Back to Pierce. Looks out to the wing. That's Gillingham. Gillingham drives through the lane and good. Concordia with the first basket here today, courtesy of Cordell Gillingham. Henriksen uses the screen, right elbow jumper, knocks it down. Wide open basket for Alec Henriksen, and Dort answers with a two-point basket of its own. Now breaking the press, Hornick. Top of the key, Reimers. Picks out Shuck. Shuck using the Reimers screen. Dribbles left, top of the key, now left wing. Gillingham down low. Picks out Pierce. Pierce taking it on Henriksen. Spin move left off the glass. No good. Left it short. Now Critchley. He's breaking. Right hand shot off the glass. Can't get that one to fall. Hesitation on the rim. Good work by Critchley. Knocks it away, but Concordia tracks down the loose ball. Three on three and a outlet pass there. Trying to pick out Gillingham. Hornick has his attempt knocked away by Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting, an energizer bunny on defense for this Dort College side. Henriksen, the screen of Barkema, the give-and-go three-point basket, and Alec Henriksen with a quick 5 points here for the Dort College defenders. A big game here. Concordia trying to go to 3-1 in conference. Dort trying to stay undefeated, go to 3-0. Hornick picked up top of the key. Reimers now to Pierce. Pierce, a little bit of a weave up top from Concordia. Reimers, give and go. Gillingham knocked away, another turnover by the Bulldogs. Dort wants to push. It's Henriksen. Finds Barkema. Barkema fakes, goes up, but he's going to get called for a travel before he goes up. And the Dort crowd disagrees. 17-39, first half of play. 5-2 our score here. Dort with the early lead. That is the first turnover on Dort College. Now one turnover on each side. Right in front of the scorer's table. Dort with a trap. Gillingham with a body bump gets free. Drives through the lane. Picks out Reimers. Left wing trying to drive through traffic. And they're going to get a jump ball called on Henriksen. Henriksen reaching an arm in there. Gets the jump ball called. And now we'll have our full substitution here. Dort College, a brand new five on the floor. Lang. That's Kyle Lang, Jesse Chansma, Josh Finlingen, Andrew O'Donnell, and Ben Gasink out there for the Dort College defenders. The brand new five. Inbounding it. Hornick over the top picks out Shuck. Shuck 30 feet away from the basket. Uses the screen from Pierce. Gets free now in the lane. Tries to pick out a pass. Blocked by Gasink. Second time does find it through. Hornick three-point basket. No good. O'Donnell with a rebound. Andrew O'Donnell now trying to push. Finds it left elbow. A little wild of a pass over to Lang. Dort will settle things down. Gasink drives left, uses the Vinlingen screen. Ball tipped on the pass, knocked away. Hornick with a steal. Now Shuck, a one-on-two. Will take it all the way himself, and he'll be fouled on the shot attempt. I believe Josh Vinlingen will be whistled for the personal. They're actually going to get Kyle Lang on the strip attempt. So Kyle Lang's going to get the reach in, his first team first, and heading to the free throw line with 16:52 to go here in the first half here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. It'll be Tanner Shuck. Concordia will be ready to make a substitution here after this free throw attempt. No good. And Chris Johnston will check into the game. Junior from Sydney, Australia will enter, and Kyle Pierce will leave. The two upperclassmen on this Concordia roster will swap in and out for each other, and the second free throw falls. Kyle Lang will bring the ball up the court, crosses the timeline, 5-3 our score. Gasing using an O'Donnell screen. Give and go. Gasing driving baseline. Tries to get the pass over to Vinlingen in the paint. Knocked away. Active hands by Johnson. Driving. Right lane. A beautiful spin. What a move there on the right lane there from Cordell Gillingham. And he lays it in to tie this one up at 5. An explosive spin move there in the paint, and now the pass from Vinlingen right through the hands of Jesse Chansma. The fourth turnover on Dort College, and that's going to be it for this unit. This unit came in with a 5-2 lead, three quick turnovers, and we'll have your starting five back on the floor. Barkema, Brunsting, Critchley, Winterfeld, and Henriksen. So the new five out there for the defenders. Bringing the ball up the floor, Hornick. Battled by Brunsting. Gets it over to Johnstone. Driving left. Give and go. Trying to pick out Reimers there on the bounce pass. Could not get through traffic. Barkema takes it away. Now a blocking foul is called. And trying to see what player that is. He is down. He hit his head hard on the floor there. Immediately clutched his head. As Gillingham, Cordell Gillingham, who hit his head on the floor, shaking off the cobwebs here. And the doctors, or the referee checking, gets the verbal okay from Gillingham, and so we're back underway. Winterfeld, handoff, Critchley coming off the screen, Brunsting now, kicks back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, pump fake, drives in the lane, floater with the right hand, knocks it down 7-5. Dort College grabs the two-point lead with the basket. Now Chandler Brunsting, a steal on the inbounds pass. Barkema off the glass and good. Chandler Brunsting and Chad Barkema, the full court press there, gets the steal and the lay-in, and Dort College pushes the lead to 4. Tanner Shuck with it, guarded, 35 feet away from the basket. A clean steal from Barkema, and he's going in for the dunk. Barkema lays it in right hand off the left block, and three straight turnovers for the Bulldogs. The Dort College defense spurring the offense. And with 15-13 here, we'll take a quick timeout at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College with an early 11-5 lead here on Concordia. conference matchup between Dort College and Concordia. Just one of a couple good matchups in the GPAC today, including a top 10 matchup between Briarcliff and Northwestern. A quick hesitation there. Chris Johnstone lays it in off the glass. Kobe Critchley, the hesitation gets by Johnson himself, and up and good. 13-7 our score, two quick baskets. Now Concordia quickly breaking, going up and getting the foul called on him there. Marcus Winterfeld, both went straight up for the loose ball. It's going to be Winterfeld's call for the foul, and they're going to say two free throws as well. And that part, if they're going to call the foul, I guess I can understand that, but a shooting foul I cannot understand because the ball had already gone through Reimer's hands there. Reimers did not have possession of that basketball at any point. Makes it hard to argue as a shooting foul, but nevertheless, that is what is called on the floor, and knocking down the first free throw is Clay Reimers. Now exiting the game, Gillingham will leave. So Gillingham will exit. And knocking down the pair is Clay Reimers. Riley Tettmeyer checks into the game for Concordia, number two. Up off the glass, Henriksen is good. He's got 7 points here in the first 5.5 minutes at the Duet, 15-9. Hornick gets it over to Pierce. Pierce checked in at the last whistle. Back on the floor, now a hand check foul will be called on Barkema, his first personal. First personal, third team foul, and now we'll have some matchup substitutions here. Barkema and Winterfell both exit. And checking onto the floor, Andrew O'Donnell and Josh Van Lingen. And at the next whistle, Kyle Lang will check in. Hornick guarded by Brunsting, top of the key, spinning into the paint. Hornick gives it off for Pierce, right wing. Pierce trying to get by O'Donnell. Good positioning, O'Donnell. A tough shot by Pierce, can't get it to fall, and O'Donnell comes away with a rebound. Textbook defense there by Andrew O'Donnell, moving the feet, keeping his shoulders square and his hands straight. O'Donnell up in the air, passes back out to Critchley. Henriksen driving. Are they going to give him the and-one? They're going to give him the and-one. The basket is good from Alec Henriksen on the drive, and he's got 9, 17-9 our score as the foul is called on Riley Tettmeyer, and now Henriksen is down on the ground, and he is hurt. He is in some pain. As Coach Dalma, as well as the trainer out there to check on him against the wall. We're going to take a break here in Sioux Center. Alec Henriksen down with an injury, so an injury timeout. Dort College with a 17-9 lead here in Sioux Center. Back here in Sioux Center, Alec Henriksen has to leave the floor, and knocking down the free throw for Henriksen is Chandler Brunsting. So Dort College has an 18-9 lead on the floor for Dort. Gasink, O'Donnell, Jansma, Van Lingen, and Lang. Ball knocked away. Concordia last to touch it. It'll be Dort College basketball here with a 9-point lead, and defensively the activity pretty strong here early once again for Dort College. That was the strong suit on Wednesday against Mount Marty. The pressure and the activity from Dort College defensively just wore the Lancers down. Another turnover for Dort College. Jesse Van Lingen has had an issue catching the basketball now. That's twice the ball has gone right through his hands and out of bounds. Coach Dalma certainly not happy about that. So a turnover on Dort College. That's turnover number 5 on the defenders here in the first 6.5 minutes. With it is Brevin Sloop. Sloop checked into the game for the Bulldogs. Gets it over to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer over to Friel. Zach Friel, the 3-point basket from the right wing. Too strong, no good. 18-9. Jansma, right wing, uses a Van Lingen screen, picks up his dribble, O'Donnell. Now Lang, top of the key, swings over to Gasink. Jansma tries to get over to Gasink, almost another turnover on Jesse Jansma. O'Donnell, 10 on the shot clock, pull up from the right elbow, too short, no good. Rebound, Kyle Pierce. He'll get it off to Chris Johnstone. Johnstone with it. Left wing, drives, hesitation, a nice hesitation move, frees up some space all the way to the glass with the left hand. 18-11, Kyle Lang, top of the key, offensive foul called on Dort College. Foul is going to be called on Josh Van Lingen, his first personal. Lenoir College getting sloppy. Six turnovers here through the first 7.5 minutes on the defenders, but still an 18-11 lead. On the floor for Dort, Winterfeld, Brunson, Critchley, Barkema, and Lang. Now we'll see potentially the rotation getting shortened up because Dort, a couple players far too sloppy. Free, a wide open three, no good. Did not follow his shot, allowed Winterfeld to stand there at the three-point line and take the board. He'll hand off Lang. Transition three, can't get the finish. Barkema with a rebound over Friel there, tips it to himself. Now in the corner, he's going to get called for a travel. Baseline there, Barkema whistled for a travel. That is turnover number 7 for Dort College here through 7:52 in this first half. 7 turnovers for Dort, yet a 7-point lead still. Concordia 4-for-8 from the field, but they have 6 turnovers of their own. Now Pierce on the break, and Winterfeld should get called for a block, and that is the right call. Winterfeld was caught leaning on the play there. It is his second foul. That's the right call by the official, and that means Kyle Pierce will head to the line for 2. DJ Feikstra will get ready to check in after this free throw attempt, as will Jake Hornick. But Pierce will have a shot at the charity stripe here first. Knocks down the first one. So Kyle Pierce registers his first point of the game, and the lead is now 18-12. Make it 18-13. The second one rattles home off the glass and good. And another substitution as Pierce will check out and Gillingham will come in. So on the floor right now for Concordia, we've got Hornick, Reimers, Gillingham, Tettmeyer, and Sloot. For Dort College, it's Barkema, Critchley, Lang, Feikstra, and Brunston. Feikstra gets over to Barkema, left wing, Lang, corner baseline, down low, pass, Feikstra powers up, a good move, a lot of contact there, no foul, but DJ Feikstra with a finish, his first basket. Now Dort applying a little bit of pressure here, forcing Concordia just to use a little more shot clock as they bring it up the court. 20-13 right now, with it, Reimers takes it on Feikstra, splits between Brunson and Reimers, Coach Dalma wanted a double dribble. But Reimer splits the defense, gets the basket, and the lead is 5 for Dort College. Critchley, Lang, skip pass. Passes up the 3, bounce pass down low. Barkema, Critchley, left wing, hesitation into the paint. Lang, top of the key. Pump fake, drive left, no good. 3-point basket off the arc. And Reimer comes away with the board. Now Sloop, Sloop on the attack. Gets by one defender, gets by Lang, but Dort College, 2 defenders in pursuit. Barkema and Feikstra beyond that. And they come away with a rejection. Meanwhile, nobody for Concordia was following up that shot. Feikstra over to Lang. Feikstra setting a screen. Right wing. Lang will pull it out. 12 on the shot clock. Brunson swings. Barkema pulls up for 3 over Reimers. Reimers, hand down, man down. Clay Reimers did not raise a hand. Allowed Chad Barkema to shoot right over top of him with the separation. And the sophomore from Sioux Falls Christian knocks down the 3. The lead back to 8, 23-15. Largest lead of the day for the second largest lead of the day for Dort College, I should say. Dort was up 18-9 earlier. Tettmeyer. Baseline. Tries to pick out Reimers. Has it stolen away. Good effort by Feikstra. Full court pass. Lang tracks it down. Can't save it, though. Taken away by Gillingham. Concordia now breaking. Hornick. He'll hand it off. Sloop, the lefty. Open 3. Good. Sloppy play from both sides. Dort College with 8 turnovers. 6 for Concordia here. Just over 10 minutes. Just past the halfway point here in this first half of play at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Critchley tries to get it to Barkema. Barkema did not expect it. The ball loose. And now a loose ball foul called on DJ Feikstra. Another turnover on Dort College. And now we'll have a full substitution here. New 5 on the floor for Dort. Vindlingen, O'Donnell, Henriksen, Jansma, and Gasing. That is turnover number 9 on Dort College here in this first half. 23-18, Dort still with a 5-point lead. Hornick. taking it past Gasing. Gets past Gasing, cannot get past Van Lingen. The shot no good, left short. And now the break. Van Lingen to Henriksen. Henriksen, coast to coast. Good to see him back on the floor after that hard fall earlier. His knee appears to be okay. He goes coast to coast. He's got 11, 25, 18, 9 minutes left to go in the first half. Sloop over to Gillingham. Gillingham drives into the paint, lays it off. Reimers, foul is going to be called. A bit of a late call there. Reimers underneath the basket. The shot off the bottom of the rim. It's going to be the second foul on Josh Van Lingen. 17 foul. Two free throws coming up here for Clay Reimers. And right now the foul is a little bit of a disparity. 7 on Dort College, 3 on Concordia. First free throw by Reimers is good. DJ Feikstra will now check in for Josh Van Lingen. Feikstra will play down low now in this set for Dort College. Second free throw good too. And it's 25-20. At 6 points now for Clay Reimers. And four of those have come at the charity stripe. A perfect 4 for 4. Now foul on Concordia away from the basketball. And it'll be called on number 12, Cordell Gillingham. So that's his second personal 14 foul. Dort College right now 11 of 16 from the floor, shooting 69%. But the problem, 9 first-half turnovers, and we've still got 8:43 to go. Gasing fakes, almost a 5-second call. Ball tipped up in the air, but finds its way over to Feikstra a little bit fortuitously. Now Henriksen, a one-man show. Alec Henriksen motivated here today, driving along the right lane through the contact, off the glass, and good. Another 3-point play opportunity for Alec Henriksen as picking up the foul, Jake Hornick, his first team's fifth. The one-man wrecking crew that is Alec Henriksen right now, 13 of the 27 points for Dort College. Make it 14 of the 28. 50% of Dort's scoring has come directly off the hand of Alec Henriksen. The lead right now sitting at 8. Two pretty young teams going at it. Not a lot of upperclassmen on either side. Makes for a great showdown here in the G-Pack. Driving through the lane, Gillingham goes on Jansville, has it stripped by Gasing, last off Gillingham's leg, and a beautiful help side defense there from Gasing with a strip. The block now last off Concordia. The Dort College with possession is Feikstra, right elbow. Now O'Donnell tries to drive by, a flop by Gillingham, and he has to pay for it. Cordell Gillingham flop. It leaves Andrew O'Donnell with a wide open pass to the basket. He lays it in. It is good. We've got a full timeout here in Sioux Center. 8:03 remaining here in the first half. We'll step aside. Dort College with a 10-point lead. It's 30-20 here on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium, I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Coming up at 7 p.m. tonight, Mike Biker with a call for you. The National Championship, Dort College Volleyball taking on Lindsey Wilson, a team that has yet to lose a match this season, the number one team in the country. Quite a showdown we have in store there. Quite a showdown we've got on our hands here. 30-20 our score. Coming up at halftime, we'll get your first half stats, your recap. Look around at scores across the conference, some other really good games in action in the GPAC later today. And where are they now with the third all-time leading scorer for Dort College, Luke Reuter? He'll be joining us at halftime to talk about what's going on in his life and his time at Dort College. So that to look forward to at halftime as well. Right now, Concordia on the possession. Penetration there by Hornick. Sloop has the wide-open three in the corner. Can't knock it down. Ball knocked away, the loose ball out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. Imagine a couple of the other good matchups today. Midland, who's receiving votes, is at Morningside. Morningside's number 15. Already beat number one Northwestern earlier this week, trying to add another nice win to their resume here at home. And now a 5 seconds is called. Jake Hornick could not get the basketball in. And it's a turnover on Concordia. The other matchup, number 9, Briarcliff. They'll be traveling to Orange City today at the Boltman Center against number 1 Northwestern, who lost their first game of the season earlier this week. Dort A beautiful off-ball screen. DJ Fikstra moving away from the basketball. Alec Henriksen found himself wide open on the left block, laying it in for the basket. 32-20. Henriksen has 16. Three-point basket in the corner by Shuck. No good, too strong. Rebound taken by Jansma. At midcourt, top of the key, handoff to Gason. O'Donnell fakes left, goes right. Now dribbling at the left wing. Offense standing around, now starting to get some motion. 18 on the shot clock. Henriksen in the paint. Tough shot. Somehow finds his way to fight through the contact and lay it in. Alec Henriksen with 18 points in 13 minutes here in this first half. Dort College defensively not getting back. That's about as easy as it'll ever get for Tanner Shuck, the lay-in on the right block. 34-22, Dort College with the 12-point lead. Gasek. Now over to O'Donnell. Jansma. Left wing, pump fake, second move, shot no good. Offensive rebound following a shot no good. Fikstra goes up, and he is fouled on the putback opportunity. Foul going on Tanner Shuck, his first team's sixth personal foul. So now both teams will be in the bonus after this, but Fikstra will get two free throw attempts here first. 6:34 remaining here in the first half. Dort College had 9 turnovers in the first 10 minutes. Has not turned the ball over in the past 3.5 minutes. O'Donnell and Gasek will exit. Lang and Brunsting will enter, and Barkema waits for the shooter, Fikstra. First free throw was short, no good from Fikstra. He'll have a chance to add his third point of the game and push the lead out to 13, and he does with the second free throw. So Chad Barkema will come into the game now. 35-22. Ball inbounded by Jake Hornick. Guarded by Brunsting. Tries to get by on the right wing. Brunsting, good positioning. Pass down low. Barkema, good activity. Gets in. Strips it away. And they're going to call a timeout on Dort College. So Dort College got the basketball, and they're going to be granted a timeout. A 30-second timeout. Why don't we keep it here in Sioux Center? Chad Barkema on the ground, briefly had possession, and Chandler Brunsting got the timeout called. So Dort takes its first timeout and will retain possession of the basketball, 35-22. 6:20 remaining here in the first half, led by Alec Henriksen's 18 points. Came into today averaging 12 points a game. He's bested that by 6 already in just one half. Has had an electric game. And from the floor, Dort's getting about any look it wants. 15 of 22, that's 68%. Dort shooting 68% for the field. Only 4 of their 22 attempts have been behind the arc, and 2 of those have fallen through. So Dort's been active. They have attacked the basket. Henriksen's made a couple difficult shots. He has that capability. Certainly a microwave type of shooter, can heat up and knock him down with the best of them at any second. Lang picks up his dribble. Telegraphs the pass to Barkema, stolen by Reimers. Now Jansma, well, should have been called for a foul, but bailed out just before the foul. A double dribble called on Clay Reimers. So one turnover for another. I mentioned Dort College hadn't turned it over in 3.5 minutes. They've got their 10th turnover of the game now, but Concordia commits its 11th. So in the span of 5 seconds, we see a turnover from both sides, and now both in double-figure turnovers here in this first half. Under 6 minutes to go, a 13-point lead for Dort College here at home against Concordia. Barkema along the baseline here, left side. Skip pass, corner, over to Jansma. Pump fake, open mid-range, J, no good. Rebound secured on the play there by Reimers. Pierce with possession. Swings it over to Johnstone. Johnstone, Pierce, shot up, no good. Nobody boxes out. Hornick, though, he tips it in, 35-24. That is Hornick's first basket of the game. Brunsting feeds Jansma on the left block, who will kick it back out. Now Jansma, right wing, swings left. Brunsting, Barkema pulls up, three-point basket, good. Chad Barkema doesn't shoot a ton of those, but when they are falling, certainly his game opens up and the Dort offense opens up. 10 points for Chad Barkema. 2 players now in double figures. He and Henriksen combined have 28 of the 38 for Dort College, a 38-24 lead. Baseline here, Pierce, the lone senior on this Bulldogs team. finds Shuck. Shuck drives, hands off for Hornick. Hornick spins. A nice jump stop and spin. Lays it in with the right hand, 38-26. Lang, right wing. Gets it over to Henriksen. Henriksen left alone, deep three. Nothing but the nylon. Alec Henriksen has 21. 41 points. Brunsing knocks the ball away. It's going to stay Concordia possession. And now Janswell will exit as Critchley and O'Donnell come in. Barkamo will leave as well. So 21 points for Alec Henriksen. 21 of the 41. Chad Barkamo also with 10. Henriksen has 21. Concordia has 26. Alec Henriksen seemingly cannot miss it. Well, statistically, he can. He's 8 for 8 from the field, and he's 2 for 2 behind the arc. 9 for 9 now behind the field, I should say. 2 for 2 from behind the arc, 1 of 1 for the free throw line. Entry pass down low, just too much size. Pierce taking it on Critchley and Lang. 41-28, under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Henriksen, left wing, gets it over to Lang. Lang finds Brunsting. Thinks about the mid-range jumper, sends it back out. Lang back to Brunsting, right wing. A little give-and-go, drive through, and a reach-in foul is going to send Brunsting to the line. And they're going to say it was in the act, so he's going to get two shots. It's the 17th foul, the first foul on Chris Johnstone, and Chandler Brunsting will have two free throws on the way. So 41-28 our score, 17 fouls on both sides as Brunsting swishes home the first one. Dykstra will come in for Brunsting here if he can knock down the second free throw. Despite the turnovers, it has been an otherwise very strong half for Ord College. The second free throw tried and true. Dykstra will check in for Brunsting, 43-28. On the floor for Ord College, Critchley, O'Donnell, Lang, Henriksen, and Feikstra. For Concordia out there, you've got Pierce, Johnstone, Hornick, Shuck, and Friel. Hornick uses the Friel screen, left block, and that's three straight baskets for Jake Hornick right at the rim with no one contesting. A step back three, Henriksen. That is his first miss of the game, now 9 of 10 from the field. And now Henriksen's going to get called for the bump, which means Chris Johnstone will go to the line for a 1-1. The first foul on Alec Henriksen, the 8th team foul on Ord College. And with 3:21 left to go here in this first half of play, it'll be the first opportunity for either team to take some bonus free throws. Johnstone swishes home the front end of the 1-1. Dort with 10 turnovers, Concordia with 11. Second free throw falls as well. Dort has 9 assists on its 17 baskets, 5 on the 11 baskets for the Bulldogs. Concordia now 9 of 10 at the free throw line. It's 43-32. Critchley, Henriksen on the curl. The bounce pass in the paint. Feikstra kicks it out to Critchley. Wide open right wing 3, no good. Feikstra tips it out. I don't think he knew Andrew O'Donnell was coming, or O'Donnell had an easy offensive rebound. No travel call here. The Dort bench irate. And we're going to have a loose ball foul. So a loose ball foul means Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. It'll be Kyle Pierce picking up his second personal 8th team foul. Gasink is ready to check in. He'll check in for Lang. And Barkema will check in for Feikstra. 2:55 left to go here in the first half. An 11-point lead for Ord College here at home. And the front end swish home. Nothing but net for Alec Henriksen. 22 of the 44 points have come directly off the hand of Alec Henriksen, who is 9 of 10 from the field here this evening. Or technically still this afternoon here in Sioux Center. The second free throw is still good, 23-45. Alec Henriksen, it's seemingly not be stopped. And right now, Jake Horton can't be stopped either. He has 8 of the last 10 Bulldog points. He's made their last 4 field goals, and all have come uncontested at the rim. Mark him up. Critchley now in the corner. With it is O'Donnell. He drives right on Pierce, and O'Donnell whistled for the foul. Pierce backing up, pulled the chair out on him a little bit, and just dragging that pivot foot enough. O'Donnell called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 11 on Dort College. The Bull team's now with 11 turnovers. Hornick dishes it off. Friel, 3-point basket, top of the key, no good. Rebound secured by Critchley. Critchley wants to break for Dort College. Gets by Hornick. Johnstone helps. Gasink, Henriksen, pull-up three, no good. Rebound by Hornick. Nobody down low for Dort College trying to rebound. Now Hornick, he wants to go coast-to-coast, and he can't get the finish. And now an over-the-back call is going to be on Friel. 19 foul, 1-1 for Dort College coming on the other end. And I think that was Kobe Critchley who was fouled, so I believe Critchley will be going to the line for the 1-1. That was Friel's first. I mentioned 9th team foul. Henriksen will exit now for Dort College. And O'Donnell will exit after this 1-1. Actually, he will go before the 1-1. So Lang, Critchley, Markema, Gasink, and Brunsting on the floor. Johnstone, Friel, Shuck, Sloop, and Hornick out there for the Bulldogs. And the first free throw from Critchley falls. 46-34, the third point for Kobe Critchley. Critchley knocks down the pair and the lead back to 13, 47-34. Just under 2 minutes left to go here in the first half between these two GPAC foes. Concordia traveling up here from Seward, Nebraska today. Dort College, the second game this week at home. A victory over Mount Marty earlier this week, 101-55. Ball knocked loose. Finds its way over to Shuck, able to keep his pivot foot, avoids the travel. Now Reimers drives and is fouled as he tries to go up. We'll see if they get Lang on that one. They are going to get Kyle Lang. So his second foul, 9th team foul. Both teams will be in the double bonus for the final 135. Gasink will check out as Henriksen enters. Lang will stay out there with the 2 fouls for right now. Reimers at the charity stripe, 1-1. The front end rattles home. O'Donnell will check in if this free throw falls. It does. So the lead is 47-36. Lang will leave and O'Donnell will enter. Knocking down the pair is Clay Reimers. He now has 8 for the Bulldogs here this afternoon. 1:30 left to go in the first half. Critchley brings it up the court. He'll dribble left. Henriksen tries to get it down low. A little telegraph there for Barkema, reaching across and knocking it out of bounds with Reimers. Critchley will inbound the basketball. 21 on the shot clock. O'Donnell fakes, drives, kicks out to Barkema. Barkema shoots with the reach. No foul called. The ball loose, corralled by Shuck. Now Shuck breaking. Picks out Hornick here. Right wing. Johnstone fakes, drives, kicks, corner, sloop three. No good. The lefty can't make it. Johnstone left wide alone in the paint. Grabs the board. Now Hornick. A nice drive. The double move, the spin, the layoff, and Reimers with a finish. And the lead is now single digits here with less than a minute remaining in the first half. Critchley over to Brunsting. Markema sets the screen. Brunsting over to Markema. O'Donnell, right wing, 15 on the shot clock. Henriksen. Henriksen has 23. 10 seconds. Ball on that side of the court the entire time, and now the shot clock down to 5. Has not left the right side of the court. Markema, 4 on the shot clock. Pulls up. Short. No good. Markema with the rebound. And now Dort can corral and hold on for the final shot of the half. The coaching staff all off the bench screaming one. So Dort College holding on to it will, at the very least, if it's executed well, have at least a 9-point lead heading into the half. Critchley guarded by Sloop up top. Brunsting tries to find Barkema, can't get to him. Brunsick through traffic, a tough shot with the reverse. And now Chris Johnstone, a full court heave, and the ball actually lands out of bounds as time expires. So Johnstone, unaware of how much time was left on the clock, and maybe that prevents a little bit better look. But either way, Dort College, both teams sloppy, 11 turnovers in that first half. But Dort College has a 47-38 lead over Concordia. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and then we'll be back with Where Are They Now here on KDCR, the third all-time leading scorer in Dort basketball history. Joining me, Luke Reuter.
My son had a drinking problem at college. I had no idea things could get so much worse so fast. A friend suggested we try Al-Anon family groups, even though our son claimed his drinking was no big deal. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting, but I'm sure glad I went. Is someone's drinking troubling you? You might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Christian Zylstra. We're keeping Where Are They Now rolling here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Joining me here today, I've got Luke Reuter, a former men's basketball player for Dort College, who attended the college from 2002, graduating in 2006. You were a hometown guy. When you were kind of looking at colleges, did you feel there was kind of an expectation like you had to go to Dort? Or was that just, you know, was there just something kind of about Dort that drew you in from the very beginning?
Yeah, I grew up just on the west side of Sioux Center, about a mile out of town. I definitely don't feel like there was an expectation that I had to go to Dort. You know, my parents were good with, you know, saying, you know, you explore your options and kind of figure out what's best for you. Now, obviously, growing up in Sioux Center, going to Unity in Orange City, you know, a lot of my friends and classmates were going to Dort. So, you know, definitely a good option for me, but it wasn't like I felt pressured to have to.
What were some of the other colleges you looked at? Was Northwestern on there at all? Were you looking at some?
Northwestern was really the main other one that I looked at. There was, you know, a couple other options in my head that I didn't really explore all that well. So it really came down to Dort and Northwestern.
Was there anything from back then that made maybe Dort stick out, or why you chose Dort? Did it fit better with kind of your major? What was kind of the reasoning behind eventually becoming a defender?
Yeah, you know, I had the familiarity with Dort growing up. My parents both went there. I went to a lot of sporting events growing up, you know, used the rec center, that type of thing. So, you know, I had that comfortability level with Dort to start with. Just knowing the people that were at Dort already, you know, a lot of friends going there, you know, just felt like the best fit for me. That's kind of why I chose to go there.
Now, before we get into some of your basketball career, Dort's an academic institution, and you chose to study recreation management. We'll get to what you do kind of now here in a little bit, but when you first chose that as your major and as your first starting at Dort, you know, what did you kind of envision yourself doing in the career field with a recreation management degree?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when I went to Dort, I didn't really have a major in mind. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do. Knew that I wanted a college education and a good one at that from Dort. Ended up, you know, choosing between recreation and education. The biggest reason I chose recreation was just because my dad was in that field. He's kind of the recreation director there in Sioux Center. Kind of always looked up to him and admired what he did for a job, so kind of went that route.
You weren't just an academic at Dort. Basketball was also a big part of your life at Dort. Took up a lot of time. When someone looks at the Dort basketball record books, I mean, you're all over the place. You're the third highest scorer. You're up there for rebounds, assists, all of that. Did you kind of envision having such a successful individual career? And what was some of that work behind the scenes that made some of that individual success possible?
Yeah, you know, honestly, you know, going to Dort to play basketball, I didn't really envision that. I just kind of envisioned going there, being a teammate, you know, working my butt off and trying to be as good as I possibly could. Had no idea, you know, that I was going to have that individual success. But yeah, you know, it was a great time. You know, really, when I look back at it, I don't look back at the individual records, really even the team records. I look back and more think about the relationships and friends that I made. So that's kind of really the most important part to me. So,
were there any moments during your basketball career, whether they are specific moments within a game or a practice or just a road trip, that kind of stick out, or you feel, you know, they kind of embody what your 4 years at Dort and being a basketball athlete were like?
you know, tons of good memories. You know, you mentioned road trips. Road trips are always a good time. We, you know, we usually play cars and talk and then do stupid things on road trips. But, you know, really the one thing that sticks out to me is just, you know, the final game my senior season. We were able to make it to the national tournament. Got to play down there. So that was, you know, a lot of fun, that trip with the team and just going down there and having some time. So that was a good way to finish the career. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't win a game, but still a great way to finish the career.
Another reason we got to put these interviews and these projects together is so we can get to know kind of what Dort alumni are up to now. And you're currently a part of, it's the Highlands Ranch Metro District Recreation Program. How soon did kind of you move out to Colorado after you graduated? And what's just kind of the journey been like getting to where you are now?
Yeah, so I moved out to Colorado in early 2008 after graduating in 2006. So I've been out here for just about 10 years now. I have worked at the Highlands Ranch Metro District for that entire time. A few different roles, a few different capacities in the last few years as a recreation coordinator actually in my major, so that worked out well. But yeah, you know, coming out to Colorado was kind of a big change for me in life. You know, I didn't really have a job set up when I moved out here, just knew a few people, knew that I kind of wanted to, you know, expand my horizons a little bit. Obviously, going to Dort from a mile and a half away, I just kind of wanted to explore the world a little bit more. It kind of led me out here to Colorado.
Now, for those that don't know, what are some of the kind of responsibilities you have as a recreation coordinator?
Yeah, so really it comes down to programming of different athletics, adult sports. You know, you kind of take the specific sport on from start to finish, from registration through completion of the season. And then when you're done with that season, you move on to the next season. So whether that's, you know, baseball, softball, soccer, you know, any sport, you name it, we pretty well program it.
Do you have, you know, kind of a favorite part of the job or a favorite season?
Definitely favorite part of the job is going out there once the season starts and watching the kids recreate, you know, having a good time. Sports has been a big part of my life growing up, just to see the kids out there being able to participate in athletics. Definitely the best part of the job for me.
Now, you also have a family as well. How old are your kids, and are they kind of nearing some of that age where they can start to participate in some of those youth sports?
Yeah, so my son will be 3 here in January. Daughter just turned 1 back. So not really into the organized sports yet. You know, mostly just wrestling with dad at home and that type of thing. So looking forward to the next few years when I can start getting involved with those things.
I want to end this with kind of a more open question. If someone were to ask who Luke Reuter is and where he is now, how would you answer that question?
Well, that's a good question. Tough question to answer. You know, I'd hope people would say that I'm caring, that I'm passionate, you know, loving, you know, willing to help others in need, or, you know, those types of things. You know, they all kind of crease me a little bit, but, you know, I hope that's kind of how people see me and you know, view me as somebody that they can come to whenever they, you know, need something or, you know, anything like that.
I lied. I have one more question for you, Luke.
Go for it.
With Dort basketball, do you ever get a chance either, you know, ever to come up and catch a Dort basketball game every now and then? How well are you able to keep up with the team now out in Colorado?
I don't get a chance to see them in person a whole lot. Typically, when I come back to Iowa in the summer, obviously when they're not playing, or over Christmas time when they're usually not playing or not at home at least. But I do follow them online a little bit, so check in how they're doing and that type of thing. I'm definitely interested in how they're doing, and I hope the guys that are playing now have played since I left are enjoying their experience the same way that I did.
Awesome, awesome. I really appreciate your time today, Luke.
Absolutely, not a problem.
A big thank you to Luke Reuter for joining me here on Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. Make sure you tune in to Where Are They Now every Saturday afternoon right here on KDCR. We've got more Dort College Athletics on the way. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, I'm Christian Zylstra. Let's take a quick look around the GPAC. We'll take one more break, and then we'll get your stats as we lead up here into the second half. A look around the GPAC. First of all, one women's basketball score to wrap up. I mentioned, I promised I would find the Mount Marty College of St. Mary score. I have Mount Marty defeated College of St. Mary 69-59. Those are the two teams that Dort women's basketball has a victory over this year. Dakota Wesleyan receiving votes. They're up 40-35 on Doan at the half. Number 15, Morningside, up 41-29 against receiving votes Midland. And number 9, Briarcliff, up 51-42 on the road at number 42 Northwestern. We'll take one more quick break. We'll get a look at your first half stats, and then we'll lead back into things here for the second half between the DeWitt College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. Back here in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra at the DeWitt Gymnasium. DeWitt College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs about ready to start the second half. DeWitt shot 55% from the floor in that first half. 4 of 9 from 3, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. Concordia 50%, but only 13% from 3. DeWitt led in scoring. Alec Henriksen a clear 23 points as Winterfeld picks up a very quick third foul. And 7 seconds in, he'll have to head to the bench as Andrew O'Donnell checks onto the floor. Brunsing, O'Donnell, Henriksen, Barkema, and Critchley on the floor. Reimers, Shuck, Pierce, Hornick, and Gillingham on the floor for the Bulldogs. Chad Barkema, the other defender in double figures, he had 10 points and 3 assists to lead the DeWitt passing-wise in that first half. A foul is called on Chad Barkema, so his second. So in 21 seconds, DeWitt picks up 2 very quick fouls here in this second half. And with Winterfeld picking up his third and Barkema picking up his second, we'll see how that plays an effect here in this second half. Reimers hands off for Shuck. Going under the screen is O'Donnell. The shot no good. But beating Barkema to the corner for the loose offensive rebound is Kyle Pierce. The upperclassman is offensive rebound, and now an offensive rebound by Gillingham after the initial block, keeping the opportunity arrive. The shot clock reset despite the ball not hitting the rim, and as a result, Concordia gets some extra time, and Shuck knocks down a 3. So a bungled possession there for Concordia, a big break. And they cut the deficit to 6. 47-41. Barkema gets it over to Critchley, top of the key. Critchley drives, goes along the lane, has it knocked away, trying to find Barkema in the corner along the baseline. Now Pierce gets it to Hornick, hands it off to Reimers. It's before the shot. The foul will be on the floor, but now Chad Barkema picks up his third. As I mentioned just a minute ago, Winterfeld picking up his third and Barkema picking up his second. How would that play out in this second half? And we can see that already. There is no Winterfeld on the floor, and Barkema just picked up his third. So now Van Lingen checks into the game for DeWitt College as Shuck receives the inbounds pass. Wants Reimers, but can't get him. Brunsting gets a piece of it into the backcourt with 18 on the shot clock. Hornet gets it, and will bring it back across the timeline. Right elbow. One move by Shuck, the double move, spin, right hook shot, off the glass, no good. Rims in and out, and now Critchley tries to break. Kobe Critchley, Brunsting, skip pass, O'Donnell, handoff for Critchley. Critchley, probing the defense, through the paint, Brunsting, three-point shot in the corner, wishes that one home. Both teams with a three-pointer here in the first 2 minutes of this half, 50-41. And now Kobe Critchley is going to get called for a reach-in foul. So DeWitt College has 4 fouls here in just 2 minutes and 3 seconds of this second half. Just Critchley's first, but that could come back to bite. DeWitt is Concordia 11 of 12 from the free throw line the first half, proving that they are a solid free throw shooting team. And a travel call to Concordia. Gillingham wanted to make the pass, lost the ball, dragged his pivot foot. On the season, Concordia is a 71% or 72% free throw shooting team. As a team, that's actually decent, somewhat impressive for a full team to shoot 72% from the free throw line on average. Ball tipped last by Reimers on the pass. Entry over the top, down low. Knocked out of bounds. DeWitt College with possession here, 17:39, second half. Underneath the basket, Critchley to inbound. Van Lingen screen, hand off to Van Lingen. He'll drive baseline, kick it back out to Critchley on the right wing. Swinging it around the perimeter, taking the three-point shot, hand in his face, O'Donnell, short, no good, rebound by Gillingham. Now on the break. Shuck, DeWitt gets back defensively, ends the fast break. Shuck drives left lane, kicks it out to Gillingham. Right corner, three along the baseline, no good. Horvick goes up. And an offensive foul, loose ball foul is going to be called, I should say. Hornick. Hornick is going to be called for the foul, a push-off. The first foul on Concordia, second personal foul on Hornick here for the game. Lang checks in for Ord College. Critchley will sit down. O'Donnell with it, top of the key. Swings. Lang, left wing. And they're going to get a foul called on Concordia. And it's going to be, I believe, Reimers actually away from the ball that's going to get called for the... It is going to be Reimers, his first personal, team second. Reimers may be a little lucky because the official was coming over after Reimers was chirping, and then Reimers stuck a hand out, almost stiff-armed the official away from him. Nothing extra, though. Just the personal foul. Lang finds Van Lingen. Missed the guy cutting on the corner. Henriksen step back, mid-range jumper hit on the arm, and now Concordia with three quick fouls in the span of about 45 seconds. This is the third foul on Cordell Gillingham. So Gillingham will likely have to head to the bench as Henriksen will head to the line for two. 23 of the 50 points have come off the shooting hand here of Alec Henriksen. Make it 24 of the 51. Gillingham's going to stay out there for now. A 10-point lead for Dort College. Early second half. And the second free throw sits for a little bit on the back iron. A couple hops and drops through. That kind of day for Alec Henriksen. 25 now. Trying to find a cutting Gillingham there. Reimers dishing the pass, knocked away by the left hand of Van Lingen out of bounds. So the initial penetration was there for Concordia, but then the pass down low, good active hands by Van Lingen. Now the pass up top. Pierce with it, guarded by Lang. A large size advantage for Pierce. Now going down low, Reimers. And Van Lingen is going to get called for his third personal. The fifth team foul, three Dort College defenders have three personal fouls, and Lang is out there on the court right now with two. So Van Lingen will have to exit, and Fykstra will enter. Ball knocked loose. Pierce splits the defense there, right between Brunsing and Lang. Lang could not reach and risk picking up his third personal. And so the lay-in is there for Pierce. Easy 52-43. Dort 9-point advantage. Lang, a handoff for Henriksen. A little screen, elbow jumper, no good. Fykstra over the top is going to get called for an over-the-back. His second foul. And now the sixth foul. Dort College has six fouls in 3 minutes and 41 seconds here this half. And for every non-offensive foul for the rest of this half, it will be free throws for the Bulldogs, who are 11 of 12 coming into this half. Brunsing, backdoor cut, an easy Langham for Gillingham. Nobody there. Gillingham with the lay-in on the right block. 52-45. O'Donnell thought about driving, pulled it back out. Dort will set its offense. Fykstra goes right to left, handoff Brunsing. A beautiful cut there. Off ball using a screen through traffic. Alec Henriksen, the innate basketball instinct, and Alec Henriksen really showing here this afternoon. 27 points now, 54-45 Dort College. Dort College, who knows where they'd be without Alec Henriksen today. Pierce in the corner, 10 on the shot clock. Reimers, push off, that's a blocking foul. We're just not going to say anything about that foul. It's ruled a blocking foul, the third personal on DJ Fykstra. So four Dort College defenders with three personal fouls. Van Lingen's going to check back in. It's the seventh team foul, so 1-1 now for Clay Reimers. Wow, there was full extension of the right arm there for Clay Reimers, but a blocking foul is called. 54-45. And Reimers cannot get the free throw to miss. And loud, sarcastic applause from the Dort College fans. Not a very large student section today. A lot of Dort students in Sioux City for the Volleyball National Championship tonight. in just over 2 hours. Jesse Jansma, right wing, drives, splits the defense, can't get the shot to fall. Van Lingen gets the tip, Henriksen offensive rebound. Henriksen, the only player that decided to move towards the ball. You had three players, two Concordia and one Dort College player just standing there. Henriksen hesitated but eventually went after it, got the offensive rebound, an extra possession for Dort, and now Brunstink spins, jumps up in the air, nowhere to go, throws it away. And now the eighth foul on Dort College. Jansma's going to get called for the foul. It's going to be another free throw. Jesse Jansma, his first free throw, or first personal foul. It's going to be Jake Hornick who gets two free throws. Dort College, though, with eight fouls in 5 minutes and 17 seconds, and that's going to be a major storyline to watch as the free throw is no good. Marcus Winterfeld will check in, as will Ben Gasink. Then Lingen and Lang will exit. So Winterfeld out there with three fouls. Hasn't played a whole lot today because of those fouls. Henriksen has 27. Concordia, after going 11 of 12 from the free throw line in the first half, just 1 of 3 here in the second half so far. But that one does fall, 54-46. We are in store for a wild finish in this one. Just kind of feels that way right now. 14:30 left to go in regulation. Jansma picks up his dribble about 30 feet away from the basket. Gets it off to Henriksen. Left wing. The bounce pass on the elbow over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, the handoff, and Winterfeld's going to get called for a travel. The Dort coaching staff is irate. And I don't know. I feel like we are getting a little close to a technical here from Dort College staff. And now a travel is called on Concordia. Kyle Pierce lifted his pivot foot out of bounds. And so a traveling violation coming back immediately the other way gives Dort the basketball underneath the hoop and a new 30-second shot clock. Gasing breaks away. Dort will just elect to pass it out to Winterfeld, right wing. He drives. Good defense by Pierce. Finds an open Jansma. Close out by Reimers. Gasing swinging it around. Brunstink, pass over the top. Pierce is going to get called for the hold as Winterfeld trying to corral that ball and go up for the shot. They're going to get it on the ground, so it'll be the fourth team foul, the third personal foul on Kyle Pierce, and now Chris Johnstone will check in. Exiting will be the senior, Kyle Pierce. Gasing will inbound it. Gets it out again to Winterfeld here on the right wing. And off to Gasing. Trying to post up Winterfeld on Reimers. Winterfeld has the strength advantage. Reimers the overall size advantage. They swing around to Brunstink. Left wing. Winterfeld pulls up. Left wing three, no good. Chasing it down is Hornick in the corner. Concordia wants to break. Hornick the sophomore. A beautiful behind-the-back move to Brunstink. And then he tried to get too fancy. A loose ball foul knockout. And now Dort called for a blocking foul. And I mean, I just don't know, but the foul is called on Dort College. It's going to be Chandler Brunstink picking up his first ninth team foul. Wow. First free throw from Devin Slope is up and good. Exiting Brunstink and Jansma. On the floor for Dort College, you have Barkema, Winterfeld, Henriksen, Critchley, and Gasing. Barkema and Winterfeld each with three fouls. And the way this game is being called right now, specifically when Dort College has been on defense, Dort's got to be real careful. From now on, Concordia is in the double bonus. 13:38 to go here in this half. A six-point lead for Dort College. And it's two free throws the rest of the way for the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, four fouls on Concordia. Winterfeld down low, goes straight up with the right hook shot, knocked it down, and now a timeout for Coach Delma. A full timeout for the Dort College defenders. A 56-48 lead, 13:24 to go here in this second half of play. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Christian Zylstra here, the Dort Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa. The Dort College defenders a 56-48 lead. on the Concordia Bulldogs. Why don't we get an update here on some GPAC scores, some matchups in the GPAC. Right now, 12 minutes left to go in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan, a 63-49 lead on Doan. We take a look at the Morningside and Midland matchup. Morningside only up 4, 53-49 on Midland with 13.5 minutes to go. And Briar Cliff, 69-57, a 12-point lead on Northwestern at the Boltman Center with 12.5 minutes to go in that one. So number one Northwestern in danger of losing two games this week to top 15 foes. Concordia inbounds the basketball. Dort applying a lot of pressure here. Just getting across the timeline in time. Shuck over left block, Chris Johnson. And the beneficiary of Dort a little late back on the press there. Concordia took some time. But with 1 second left on the shot clock, grotted across the timeline, broke the press, and found an easy lay-in. Now Winterfeld, drive right by Reimers. Far too easy for the Concordia defense there. Can't allow that. Winterfeld gladly takes advantage. No travel calls. Concordia with it. That's Sloop. Sloop driving, and some miscommunication by Dort College there. Chrisley, Barkaba, and Marcus all stood on the edge of the lane. The one problem, Sloop found his way, moseyed his way through the trees and found himself wide open in the paint. Left-handed lay-in, lead back to 6. And now Gason called for a travel on this end, and I know the Dort fans aren't going to be happy with that. I think that was the right call there, though. Looked like Gason picked up his foot a little bit too early there, started the engine. I would say that one is the right call. 58-52. Dort College, a 6-point lead, 12:20 left to go here in the first half. A tight one, an exciting one here between two young squads trying to each grab their third win in conference. Dort trying to stay perfect, Concordia trying to improve to 3-1. Pass sent out, left wing, Sloop. Now right wing. With it in the corner. Over to Gillingham. Reimers backing down Winterfeld, kicks it out, Shuck, open three, no good, too strong, and an over-the-back is going to be called on Cordell Gillingham. That is foul number 4 on Cordell Gillingham, and he will exit. Jake Hornick will check back in. So 4 personal fouls on Gillingham, that's a 15 foul on Concordia, and they too are getting close to allowing free throws from here on out. 11:53 to go here in regulation. Dort College, a 6-point lead. Critchley guarded by Johnstone. O'Donnell. Henriksen, a deep three from Henriksen. That one short, no good. And now Sloop wants to break. Gets it to Hornick, left wing. Crossover move gets by Critchley, but good recovery. Dort College on the help. A right-handed hook shot there by Reimers. Finds that one through, and the lead now cut to 4. This is the smallest we've seen the lead in quite some time. And Concordia with a lot of momentum. Critchley, a crossover of his own, hands it off to Vinlingen. Henriksen now on the handoff, uses a Vinlingen screen. A bounce pass in the paint. Vinlingen goes up, cannot get the shot to fall, but he will be going to the free throw line as Reimers picks up his second personal, 16th foul. And with 11:09 left to go, we have a lot of free throws in store for this second half. Only one player in this game has 4 fouls. That's Cordell Gillingham. Dort has 4 players with 3 fouls. And Vinlingen takes the first free throw. That one, home true, 59-54. Vinlingen now with his first point. At the first point for Vinlingen here today, his first trip to the free throw line. No official shots for Vinlingen. He has 1 rebound on the day and 3 fouls. That free throw good as well. So Vinlingen knocks down the pair. The lead back out to 6 for Dort. Hornick will drive up the floor here, crossing the timeline with Critchley guarding him. Goes left, spins right. Hesitation, does not get a call for a carry. And now Hornick, a block by Vinlingen. And then hitting it off of Hornick. Hornick was going to let that go. Vinlingen quickly took a swipe at it again. The second swipe knocked it off of Hornick, who probably got away with a carry there. But a good effort there from Josh Vinlingen. A block and the good activity and the effort getting Dort College the possession. That's exactly what Dort College needs here. That energy and that effort here. The defenders feel they've been wronged. And now a foul is called away from the basket. Reimers picks up his third, and Vinlingen will go to the line for a 1-1 as Concordia picks up its seventh personal foul this half. This half could take a while, though. Both teams in the bonus. Concordia the double bonus from here on out. For Dort College, the single bonus for now. But a lot of free throws in store for us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 FM. The first free throw from Vinlingen rattles home. So he now has 3 points. The last 3 points for Dort College, all coming from the charity stripe. The second free throw, no good, too strong. Almost an offensive rebound there by O'Donnell. Got a piece of it, but Hornick able to corral. Hornick drives on Critchley. O'Donnell reaching out to the corner. Sloop. Now Reimers going up. Kobe Critchley, the late hand there, a little loose. 10th foul on Dort College, going to the free throw line for two. It's going to be Clay Reimers. Reimers, who was guilty of the pass, 2 fouls on Concordia when guarding Vinlingen, will now head to the free throw line after the reach on Critchley. And free throw falls, 61-55. Brunsing will check in. Critchley will leave. That was just Critchley's first personal here today. The second free throw from Reimers is no good. It's wide right. O'Donnell corrals the rebound and will hand it off to Lang, who will set up the Dort offense. O'Donnell using three screens, or I should say Henriksen using a couple screens. Vinlingen at the right elbow, picks up his dribble, hands off to Lang. Lang driving along the paint, up and good for Dort College. Kyle Lang gets his first basket of the game. He's got 2 points now, 63-55. The lead up to 8 as we just cross past the halfway point here in this second half. Now Johnstone driving baseline, knocked away by Henriksen. Brunsting comes away with the ball. He picks up his dribble. Henriksen, right wing, deep three, no good. Rebound taken by Johnstone, and a loose ball foul is going to be called on Chandler Brunsting, which means we're coming the other way. 2 free throws for the Bulldogs. So Brunsting's second personal foul. Technically now the 11th team foul on Dort College this half. Turnovers have not been near as aplenty. Just 2 on Concordia this half, 3 on Dort College, but I think as a result the fouls have kind of replaced that. 20, first free throw, knocked down and good by Johnstone. 18 fouls committed by both teams here in 10 minutes and 23 seconds. Second free throw good as well, so the lead now cut to 6. 63-57. Pass baseline, Brunsting penetrating, gets it over to Lang. Lang now driving along the baseline, and he's blocked. Needed to go up with a reverse there, and now a travel is going to be called. Over and back, I should say, is going to be called on Concordia there. Regardless, it is a turnover on the Bulldogs. And there's a little bit of that sloppy play. On the floor for Dort, you have O'Donnell, Lang, Vinlingen, Henriksen, and Brunsting. Sloop, Reimers, Pierce, Hornick, and Johnstone out there for the Bulldogs. Left block, Vinlingen up through the contact. Good. Off the glass, 65-57. Just Vinlingen playing bully ball down there, powering through, and now Reimers should have been called for a travel. He is going to be called for a travel. I think he was anticipating the contact so intently that when Vinlingen backed off and he tried to power through, he lost control of the ball. A traveling violation, 8:49 remaining, and we're going to get a timeout called by Concordia. We'll step aside a full timeout here in Sioux Center. The Dort College defenders, an 8-point lead and possession coming up with 8:49 left to go in regulation. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 and KDCR88.5.com. Coming up tonight, a national championship matchup. Door College Women's Volleyball taking on Lindsey Wilson out of Kentucky. Lindsey Wilson has not lost this year. If I'm not mistaken, they have only lost two sets all season long. So quite a foe. Up for the challenge, though, is Door College. Their path since they got to the knockout round involved beating number 3 Hastings, number 6 Westmont, and number 2 Viterbo. So if they can prove anything through that run, it's that they got the opportunity tonight. So hope you join Mike Biker on KDCR 88.5 FM. If you are unable to make it to the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City this evening, then match scheduled to start at about 7 p.m. this evening. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Jake Hornick, and that's not what Concordia wants. The eighth team foul, third personal on Hornick, and you're sending Henriksen to the line for a 1-1. Henriksen, really the one guy you don't want to send to the free throw line for Door College, an 89% free throw shooter on the season. Sinks home the front end. 66-57. Appreciate you joining us here for Door College basketball. As Henriksen gets the friendly roll off the front of the iron, the lead back to double digits, 67-57. Door College intensity certainly ramped up here defensively. Although, as I say that, Reimers gets a wide open three, cannot knock it down. Pierce battling against three defenders, gets a piece of it, but cannot win the rebound as Kyle Lang corrals it. And another foul on Clay Reimers. And now Clay Reimers is lucky the ref did not hear what he said, because, well, that's something you can't even show the slow-mo television replay of there, what he just said. Reimers irate. He picks up his fourth personal, ninth team foul. So Van Lingen heads to the charity stripe for a 1-1. 3 of 4 for the free throw line here this afternoon. He has 5 points. Cannot knock down the first free throw. And Cordell Gillingham, who has 4 fouls himself, checks into the game. Marcus Winterfell will check in at the next dead ball. Hornick gets it over to Pierce. Pierce thought about the three, then Lingen on the closeout prevented the attempt. This time he will shoot. That one way off the mark. Might as well have been an air ball there. Long and getting just the backboard. Lang now down low, and they're going to get Van Lingen for the foul there. The Dort bench irate. That's Van Lingen's fourth personal. 7:48 remaining. And really nobody is happy with the officiating here today. Concordia has been upset. Dort College has been upset. As a result, both teams are a double bonus the rest of the way. So it does even out some in the end. 67-57. Hornick at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. He needs some help. Gets it off to Shuck. 15 on the shot clock. Just inside the center circle. Guarded by O'Donnell. Dribbles left. Kicks it over to Sloop. Sloop guarded by Lang. Dribbles into the lane. Has it knocked away. Actually, double dribble. They're going to say Door College did not get a piece of that. And Sloop continued to dribble. So a double dribble is called on Kikoria. Another turnover. A lot of fouls. And a lot of turnovers this game, kind of characterizing what we have here this afternoon. But in the end, all that matters is who can come away with a W here. That's all the standings care about, at least. Not trying to impress a committee today. You're trying to impress the GPAC standings. O'Donnell, left wing, step back. Still keeping his dribble alive. Goes through the lane, blocked by Pierce on the drive. Brunsting down low, gets the board. Maybe got away with a carry there. Gets it over to O'Donnell. The pass maybe took a deflection. O'Donnell was trying to keep it alive and had his foot on the baseline as he tried to keep that ball alive. So just under 7 minutes left to go here in the first half. We've got a 10-point game. Concordia outscoring Dort in this half. Or rather, I should say Dort is outscoring Concordia 20-19 in this half. Dort led by 9 at the break. The lay-in with the left-hand Hornet could not get it to fall. Offensive rebound gets out to Sloop. No good. Now Pierce with the board. Sloop, wraparound pass down low. Hornick knocks it down on the left block, 67-59. Dort College has not been as strong on the boards as they would like. A number of opportunities. And part of that, the senior Kyle Pierce, his length. He is the longest and tallest guy on the floor for either side. Dort College shot no good. And now a foul in the backcourt by Kyle Lang. His third personal. And two free throws will be coming on the way for Tanner Shuck. So Shuck, with 6:11 left to go in regulation, has a chance to cut the deficit to 6 if he knocks down the pair. Critchley and Barkema will wait to check in here after this free throw. First free throw is good. Lang will exit, as will O'Donnell. So two new bodies on the floor. Let's set the floor for you. Barkema, Henriksen, Winterfell, Brunsting, and Critchley. It's Hornick, Sloop, Shuck, who cannot knock down the second free throw, Gillingham, and Pierce out there on the floor for the Bulldogs. Barkema, Henriksen right wing, the hesitation, the hand check by Hornick. Hornick wants an elbow to the face. He won't get it. Fourth personal foul on Jake Hornick. And when we're all said and done with this, you might have more players with four fouls than you do with players with fewer than four fouls. As the fouls handing them out like candy on Halloween right now. You can't hand check, though, that far away from the basket. And so Henriksen goes to the line for two in the double bonus. Knocks down the first free throw. He has 30. Henriksen with 7 points here this half. 30 for the game. 30 of the 68. He has half as many points as Concordia has as a team. And make that just over half. 31 points for Henriksen. And the official thought, Dort College called a timeout. Coach Dalma yelling, come on now, instead of a timeout. So just an inadvertent whistle. That's how we'll write it off here on the stat sheet. We're back underway as bringing it up the floor, Brevin Sloop. Chris Johnston down low, knocked away by Barkema. Last touch by the defender, 17 on the shot clock, Concordia inbounding under the basket. It will be Sloop who will send in the inbounds pass. Shuck, corner baseline, drives right, now at the free throw line, kicks it out to the wing. Driving Gillingham, swinging around the perimeter. Shuck, a tough three-point shot with six still on the shot clock, and Pierce tries to go up for the putback slam. Dort College is going to get whistled for a foul there. It's Chandler Brunsting who picks up his third, and Pierce will head to the free throw line for two. Dort College, though, you'd rather have Pierce shooting two free throws than potentially a momentum-swinging, emphatic putback jam. He does knock down the first free throw attempt, though. So Dort's lead down to 8, 5:33 remaining. Barkema will exit as Winterfeld will enter. And the second free throw, no good. So in the end, the foul by Brunsting is third personal. But it works out for Dort College. Only 1 point for Pierce. 8 point lead for the defenders. O'Donnell 30 feet away from the basket. Swings it over. Critchley now back to O'Donnell. His defender falls. Brunsting top of the key. Three no good. Rebound taken away by Gillingham. Now breaking. Far side Sloop. Concordia going right to left this half. Dort College left to right. Sloop drives. And I'm not sure where that foul was. Marcus Winterfeld is going to get called for the foul. That is his fourth. He was straight up there. And in position, but that is not what the official calls. So it will be a fourth personal foul on Marcus Winterfeld with 5:07 remaining. And Brevin Sloop will head to the free throw line for two. Rattles home the first one. Quick look at your GPAC scores. Dakota Wesleyan up 82-72 on Doan with 3:17 remaining. The Midland-Morningside game. Morningside up 79-73 on the Warriors with 2:25 remaining. And Briarcliff up 86-73 at Northwestern with 2:45 left to go in regulation. So Northwestern in danger of losing two games as the number one team of the country, both this week to top 15 team. Number 15 Morningside and number 9 Briarcliff. Barkema, a turnaround jumper, a tough one there, no good. Offensive rebound for Brunson. Concordia, the past two possessions, has only gone 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Henriksen drives. No foul called. A lot of contact. Nothing either way. And now breaking is Johnstone. Now he uses a crossover dribble. Drives. Pierce left wing. Wide open for three. And that lead is now down to 4. Dort College 69. Concordia 65. Henriksen. Concordia extending that pressure well beyond the three-point line. Barkema, baseline corner, tries to go baseline. Can't find any space. Meanders over to the free throw line. Now O'Donnell drives the C part for Andrew O'Donnell. And he knocks that one down, and now Coach Delmo will get his timeout. This time he does want a timeout. 71-65 our score. 4:07 left to go in regulation. We'll step aside. Quick break here in Sioux Center, Iowa. Back in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra. The Dort College Defenders, 71, Concordia, 65. I mentioned earlier, two young teams. We've seen some fouls. We've seen some turnovers. We've seen youth exhibited by both sides. But an exciting affair. 4:07 left to go here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College trying to improve to 8-5 overall, 3-0 in the conference. Meanwhile, you've got Concordia trying to improved to 8-2 on the season and 3-1 in GPAC play. Under 4 minutes to go here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Sloop with it at the top of the key. Goes right, gets over to Shuck, right wing. 25 feet away from the basket. Back over to Shuck, top of the key. Finds the hole in the defense, and now Lang called for a foul and one. Kyle Lang is going to pick up foul number 4. The and one, and an opportunity to make this a one-possession game is in the hands of Tanner Shuck. We have had a lot of fouls called in this one. The free throw is good.
Double!
Unofficially, I've got 42 fouls called in this
Seattle.
One.
Seattle!
71-68. Concordia with some momentum right now. Henriksen just inside the center circle. Gets it over to Lang. 30 feet away from the basket at the top of the key. Over to Henriksen. Swings. Back to Henriksen. Give and go. Winterfeld drives and a body bump going to be called on Kyle Pierce. So Marcus Winterfeld will have 2 free throws coming up. Winterfeld, though, not as strong for the free throw line this season as you'd like to see. Just 69% for the guard. And he's got 2 big free throws coming up here. Chance to push the lead out to 5. The first one is tried and true. Nothing but the nylon there on the shot attempt, or the free throw attempt from Marcus Winterfeld. That gives him 7 for the game. The lead now up to 4. Dort 16 of 19 from the free throw line. This free throw from Winterfeld, good as well. So Marcus Winterfeld knocks down the pair. He has 8. Dort lead is 5. With it right now, Sloop, guarded by Lang. He wants to go right, now brings it back left. Shuck, who's played a much larger role here in this second half. Reimers takes it on Winterfeld, and he gets right around him, rolls around the rim and falls. It's a 3-point game with 3 minutes remaining here at the DeWitt. Winterfeld tries to get by Reimers. A bounce pass gets by Andrew O'Donnell. The pass a little low there, but with O'Donnell, the cut. He had the opportunity to gather and lay it in, or at the very least, you corral that basketball and you pull it back out. So a turnover by the defenders, a costly turnover, gives Concordia a chance to tie the game or cut the deficit to 1 on this possession. 73-70, 2:40 left to go in regulation. Wide open 3-point basket. Sloop ties it up. We are all knotted up at 73. Dort College did not even bother coming out to guard Brevin Sloop. He's got 11, and Dort needs a timeout. 73-73 our score. 2:23 remaining. The youth of Dort College has had some issues closing out games in the past. That's the danger here in conference play. We'll take a timeout here in Sioux Center. Dort College all tied up with Concordia, 73-73. Back here in Sioux Center, I'm Christian Zylstra on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. We're all tied up at 73. 2:23 left to go here. Two young basketball teams fighting desperately for a conference win here in early December. What college basketball is all about. Henriksen over to O'Donnell, top of the key. Swings it over Henriksen, right wing. Concordia fans making some noise now. A beautiful spin move by Henriksen. A lot of contact, though. No foul. And now Concordia will have the chance to take the lead. Henriksen, the spin move brought him underneath the basket, and he just couldn't get out from underneath. Not enough English caught the bottom of the iron. Corner three open. Gillingham in and out. That close to a three-point Concordia lead, and instead, Dort College has a chance to take the lead. A lot of open shooters here in this second half for Concordia. They're taking advantage. Not that time, though. Lang takes a tough shot off the glass. No good. Coach Delma wanted a foul, and now Concordia, 1:30 left, has a chance to take the lead of their own. And they're going to take a timeout. We'll be back here in Sioux Center. Actually, well, we will. It's a full timeout. So we'll take another quick break here. 73-73, 1:33 to go here. I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I am Christian Zylstra. 1:33 left to go here in regulation. The Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. Both teams trying to secure their third conference victory of the year. Speaking of the GPAC Conference, let's take a quick wrap around here. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Doan 89-76. That in Mitchell, South Dakota. So Dakota Wesleyan a winner there. Morningside and Midland. Morningside up 81-78. That very late in Fremont or in Sioux City. And now another timeout called by Concordia as the inbounds pass 2 seconds later. Hornick has to get on the ground and cover up that pass. Morningside trying to finish that one off. And then at the Boltman Center, it's officially over. Briarcliff defeats Morningside 92-81. Briarcliff defeats Northwestern, I should say, 92-81. So the number one ranked Northwestern Red Raiders. They drop two games this week. One at number 15 Morningside, and then this one at home against number 9 Briarcliff. The GPAC, it's not easy. It's a tough conference. You got to battle. You got to fight through every single night, every single afternoon, every weekend. And Northwestern hasn't quite had enough here in their past couple outings. Back here in Sioux Center, underway, Chris Johnstone kicks it out to Sloop. Sloop drives. No one stops him. And an easy lay-in. Concordia has the lead. 75-73, the Bulldogs grab the lead for the first time. And I can't tell you how long. It's been a while, and now Dort College turns it over. It's been far too sloppy of a second half for Dort College. Far too many fouls. Only 26 points for Dort College in this half. The inbound pass. Henderson has it stripped, and that's called a foul. And that was a perfectly clean look right here. And Alec Henderson had all ball. And yet he's called for a foul. That means free throw is coming up. So two free throws here for Sloop. And he knocks down the first one. Brevin Sloop had a huge game off the bench here for Concordia. Now has 11 points. Actually, that one, Sloop has 13. It's Chris Johnstone at the free throw line. He's got 11 now. 11 points off the bench for Johnstone as well. All five players on the floor for Concordia in double figures. For Dort College, they've gone as far as Alec Henriksen has today, and he has 8 points this second half, but that hasn't been enough. He has 31 of the 73. The Concordia lead is out to four, 77-73. 1:13 left to go. O'Donnell will hand it off to Henriksen. Now Brunsting. Arkema, top of the key. Swings it over to Winterfeld. Left wing. Pulls up for three, and it's good. Marcus Winterfeld, knocks down the three-point basket. The deficit is one. 77 to 76. And now Dort College will get a timeout. So we're going to have to add some time on the clock. 58 seconds. Dort College gets the timeout for a substitution right after the three-point basket. A one-point game here, 77-76. Winterfell will come off with the four fouls. Out there, Henriksen, O'Donnell, Gasink, Brunsting, and Barkema. For Concordia, you've got Hornick, Gillingham, Shuck, Sloop, and Reimers. Bounce pass inbound to Sloop. Dort College needs a stop here. Don't need a foul. Down 1:50 seconds remaining. 22 on the shot clock. Revan Sloop, he's had a huge second half. Drives baseline, gets the lay-in. Dort College, not enough defense there. Sloop has had his way in this second half, just driving to the basket. Now Gasick, a tough fadeaway jumper. He gets that one to fall, banked off the glass. Maybe a little bit of an ill-advised basket there, but it's good. It should be... Dort wants 34.2 on the clock, and it should be 77-76. It should be 79-78, and now they will get it right. So we're going to step aside here in Sioux Center as they straighten that out. A wild finish coming down to the wire here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Christian Zylstra here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 79-78 our score. Concordia has come all the way back to take the lead. Dort College knocking down a basket there and calling a timeout. 35 seconds on the clock here. It'll be Concordia basketball. Dort's going to have a tough decision. Do they play defense, trust that they're not going to foul, and trust that they're going to get a stop? And then with one timeout left, maybe quick call that and have 5 seconds to set up a play and go for the win. They're trailing by one. We've got 47 fouls here in this game so far. Dort College, 19 turnovers, and that's a big reason why here this second half they struggled so much. Although a foul is called immediately on Chad Barkema. That is his fourth. And Jake Hornick will head to the free throw line. Look at free throw percentages. Hornick is an 87% free throw shooter on the season. He'll head to the line for two with 32.9 seconds remaining at a one-point lead. Again, Concordia overall as a team, a 72% free throw shooting team. Hornick knocks down the first one. A big one there pushes it to 80-78. So 33 seconds left. Dort College does not need a three, but they do need a quick basket. Concordia shooting 50% for the game. This free throw on the way from Hornick, and he knocks down the pair. The 87% free throw shooter knocks down the pair, and Concordia now 25 of 32 for the free throw line today. Henriksen trying to get it over to Brunsting. He does. 25 seconds left. Dort doesn't need a three. Henriksen inside, driving basket. Barkema, tough shot, up and knocks it down. The clock was still running there. They're going to have to put 2 seconds up on the clock. Now down to 19.9. It should be at about 21 seconds, maybe 22. Dort's down one, though. The clock pretty late on stopping there. 21.8, so they're going to add 1.9 seconds to the clock. Dort College trailing by one. On the floor for Dort College, O'Donnell, Brunsting, Gasink, Henriksen, and Barkema. You have Shuck, Johnstone, Hornick, Sloop, and Reimers out there for the Bulldogs. Trying to inbound the basketball, falling down. Hornick gets it. He's the guy that Concordia wants at the free throw line. The 87% free throw shooter that already knocked down a pair will head back to the charity stripe. That's Alec Henriksen's third foul. So with a one-point lead, Concordia will go to the line for two. It'll be Hornick. 20.1 seconds left. 87% free throw shooter. This one swishes it home. Hornick is 4 of 5 from the charity stripe today. Again, 87% on the year. He'll have another free throw chance to push it to a 3-point lead. 20.1 seconds, and it's good. Hornick knocking down 4 straight clutch free throws. Concordia needing each one, and the clock is running. O'Donnell with the basketball across the timeline. Winterfell guarded by Reimers. step back, tries to get a foul called on the three, no good. Concordia gets the rebound. They wanted it out of bounds. It's a foul on Dort College, and Concordia with a chance to make this a two-point game. The Dort bench is irate. They believe that rebound was grabbed out of bounds. The official did not call it, standing right there on top of the play, did not see it that way. That'll be the foul on Chandler Brunsting, his fourth personal foul. Heading to the line, Brevin Sloop. Sloop on the season is 1-for-1 from the free throw line. He's taken one free throw coming into today. He knocks that one down. He's 4-of-5 on the day. So now 5-of-6 on the season. It's a two-possession game. Concordia 84-80. Both teams with one timeout left. Foul on either side results in two free throws. Sloop knocks down the second one. A huge game for Brevin Sloop. Brevin Sloop has 17 points. Now I got to find my stat sheet from that first half there. Sloop with 14 points in this second half. Now Dort on the break. A kick is called with 5.8 seconds left. I don't think the Dort coaching staff is happy with the clock there. I think they thought it ran a little bit far. They're going to add 0.7 onto the clock, so 6.5. Dort is down 5, though. It needs a three-point basket here off this inbounds pass. Dort needs a three-point basket. Needs to knock it down and then get a steal or a very quick foul. And Concordia has to go 1-of-2 for Dort to have a chance on a half-court or full-court heave. Look for the Henriksen here. The fake. Henriksen, he's got to shoot. Tough shot. Knocks it down. And came out. A foul is called. We'll see if they make him shoot the free throws. That foul, they're just going to wave it off. Concordia, the young team that is. Came into the DeWitt Gymnasium, found itself down 14 early, battled back down 38-24, fought back from a double-digit second-half deficit, and found itself a five-point victor here in Sioux Center. So Dort College dropped to 7-6 on the season, 2-1 in conference play. We're going to take a quick break here on KDCR. We'll have a brief interview with Coach Dalma coming up shortly on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. And then we'll get primed because we want you to be able to get out to Sioux City for college volleyball tonight here this evening. They'll be in Sioux City playing for a national title. So we'll take a quick break here in Sioux Center, then be back with your Wireless World postgame wrap-up right here on KDCR. Back here in Sioux Center, Iowa at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Christian Zylstra here on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Thank you for joining us here today. Dort College basketball, a doubleheader today. Unfortunately, Concordia comes away victorious in both matchups. And so Dort College will drop to 7-6 overall in the season, 2-1 in the conference. Concordia, meanwhile, 8-2 overall and 3-1 in GPAC play. Let's take a look at your GPAC standings here, or some GPAC scores, actually. Mentioned a couple finals earlier. We'll mention them again. Receiving votes, Dakota Wesleyan comes away with an 89-76 victory. That at home against Doan. Number 15, Morningside, goes to 2-0 this week. They hold off a late charge by receiving votes, Midland 92-85. At the number one, Northwestern, a tough week. They played two top 15 teams, and they fell in both of those matchups. This time to number nine, Briarcliff, 92-81. Looking at your stats here today, Concordia ended up shooting 50% from the game. They were 13 of 26 each half. Dort College shot 47%. They struggled from behind the arc, Concordia did. Only 4 of 19. That's 21%. Dort, meanwhile, shot 6 of 18. So really not much better there. Free throws were a big difference, especially in that second half. Concordia was 18 of 24 from the free throw line in that second half. And for the game, they were 29 of 36. That's good for 81%. A huge game from Concordia at the free throw line. And that's really perhaps your big difference. That and Your scoring was pretty even across the board when you look at Concordia. You had 17 points for Brevin Sloop, 14 of those in the second half coming off the bench, 15 points for both Jake Hornick and Clay Reimers, 12 points for Chris Johnstone, and then 10 points for Tanner Shuck and for Kyle Pierce. For Door College, only three players reached double figures. Alec Henriksen had 31, 23 of those in the first half, 12 points for Chad Barkema, 10 of those in the first half, and 11 points for Marcus Winterfeld. Concordia took him a little bit to get going in the second half, aided by some fouls and a lot of free throws, but they were able to come away in the end with the victory here in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Christian Zylstra. Thanks for tuning in to Door College Basketball. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. We'll take one more quick break, and then we'll see if Coach Dalma's out here for our post-game interview. Otherwise, we'll wrap things up here from Sioux Center and get you on your way to Sioux City. We'll take a look a little more here on your Wireless World post-game wrap-up at some statistics from the game. Dort College, Coach Selma not going to be pleased. 19 turnovers in the effort in the end from the defenders, and certainly that's far too many when you're playing quality teams in the GPAC and young teams, and that's part of it as a young team, having some nights where you struggle to take care of the basketball a little bit. But 19 turnovers, it is difficult to win there, even at home. And then the Dort crowd, it was loud certainly at times, but certainly the student presence was lacking a little bit today, and a lot of that students going to Sioux City earlier today. They were at the semifinal match when Dort College knocked off Viterbo in the semifinals of the NAIA Volleyball National Tournament. That was earlier today, and many, if not most, of those students that made that trip just stayed in Sioux City for the day, so that part of the result there. Along with the turnovers for Dort College, they had 13 assists on their 27 made baskets, 12 assists on 26 made baskets for Concordia. Again, they were 26 of 52 from the field, shot 50% from the game. They out-rebounded Dort College in the end, too, had five more rebounds, nine offensive rebounds, 34 for the game compared to Dort's 29. Dort had 29 personal fouls when it all was said and done. 29 compared to 21. And the 29 fouls, obviously, in the end, just too much for Dort College, trying to hold on and come away with a victory there. And some of those fouls were necessary at the end, but even before that, at about 26 fouls there. And when you give a team that many opportunities at the free throw line, it can be quite difficult to hold on to a game. Both teams had eight steals. Dort had three blocks, while Concordia had just one. Alec Henriksen played the most minutes I've seen him play in a little while, 34 minutes today, but Marcus Winterfeld, part of it only because of foul trouble, 13 minutes and 6 seconds. I mentioned players that we'd have finished with four fouls. For Dort, you ended up having five players finish with four fouls. Winterfeld, Barkema, Brunsting, Lang, and Van Lingen. And for Concordia, you had four players finish with four fouls. Pierce, Reimers, Gillingham, and Hornick. So fouls aplenty on both sides in the end. It was not to be, though, for Dort College. Concordia came away with the victory. We'll have a brief interview here with Coach Dalma here, and we'll get you on your way as he comes up to the scorers table here shortly. 85-80 our score. Concordia ends at the victor again, improving to 8-2 on the season, 3-1 in conference play. Dort College drops to 7-6 on the season, and 2-1 in conference play. Joining me today is Coach Dalma. Coach, I'll keep this kind of short so fans can get on their way as well to Sioux City and support the volleyball team tonight. In that second half, despite the game kind of being a little choppy, a lot of fouls called eventually on both sides, Concordia ended up kind of finding a little bit of a rhythm, and they made enough plays in the end. What was the difference in kind of that second half?
Yeah, I think the difference was Concordia just out-toughed us in the second half. I felt like we played scared and in survival mode. We had 19 deflections in the first half, 7 in the second half. It's really disappointed, you know, the way we tried to close out a game. Even at the end of the first half, we let some things get away where you had a 9-point lead at the half, but really should have had more. Then we start the second half, we come out and we foul and put them at the foul line extensively in the second half. It was just a disappointing effort. And then coupled with the fact that we couldn't get a key defensive rebound. They out-rebounded us, so a lot of things that are really frustrating, Christian.
You guys have Northwestern and Midland both on the road next week. What's some of the what change you need to see, or what do you need to see from your team in practice here over the next several days to get ready for those games and try to pull off two tough victories on the road?
Yeah, we need to be consistent. We need to have we need to be able to go into games and count on certain individuals to play well. And I understand that we're young and there's going to be some inconsistencies, but today was, I think, game number 13, and you'll hope to start seeing that lesson a little bit. And today we just weren't in sync. And credit Concordia, they fought hard and they did some things, but I just didn't feel like we had the drive. I think a lot of our mindset was simply we're going to get up on top early and we're going to apply some more pressure and see if they can crack. And if they don't, well, I'm not sure how we're going to respond. And that's kind of where we were at. We did get up early, and we fought, did some things well, had energy when we were playing from on top, and then Concordia kept punching away, and we did not respond to that very well. And that's something, obviously, that that we're going to need to continue to work on and maybe have to practice a little bit harder here in terms of trying to turn the corner with that.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Good luck next week. Some tough ones on the road.
You bet. Thanks, Christian.
All right. That was head coach of the Dort College men's basketball team there, Ross Dalma, the athletic director as well. That's going to do it for us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Hopefully, if you're not in your car yet, you're going to be on your way soon to Sioux City. The Dort College women's volleyball team taking on Lindsey Wilson in the national championship tonight. You know I'm going to pack up here and head on down there to Sioux City. Hope to see you there. If you can't make it, Mike Biker's going to have the call for you live here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Until then, have a great night. Have a good rest of your weekend. Enjoy the Volleyball National Championship, and we hope you join us next week as the Defenders take on Concordia. For now, let's head back to regular programming here on KDCR.